paragraphs out of this passage so you can see his reasoning. It is in this American land that the great body of the church has chiefly shared her glorious triumph and prosperity since 1798. It is here that the wilderness and the solitary place have been made glad for them, and the desert has rejoiced and blossomed as the rose. It is here that the loud voice of preparation, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," has been chiefly given. From this American land, the Advent message has sounded forth to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people. This land and people are recognized by the name of Zion and Jerusalem, of whom it is written, "The law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." This is now being literally fulfilled in the proclamation of the third angel's message, advocating the perpetuity and obligation of God's 10 moral precepts, the constitution and foundation of his moral government. Dropping down a bit. This American land, so far as ancient history of the world is concerned, has been always waste and desolate, an uncultivated desolate waste, howling wilderness, unknown to the civilized world until the time of the promise drew nigh, when God was about to fulfill his word and set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people from the land of their captivity and bring them into the wilderness of preparation. It was just in due time that God permitted this American continent to be discovered, and without doubt the Lord set his angel to stir up the spirit of Columbus to engage in the enterprise and guided his bark across the trackless deep to the discovery of the New World. The dreadful and terrible beast, Daniel 7:7-19, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, thought also to cause this American land to feel his iron stamp, but in due time God removed his brazen foot by bringing back these United States from the sword of the American Revolution as predicted Ezekiel 38:8, and thus opened here, just in due time, an asylum of civil and religious liberty for the remnant of his people to be